Here we are, back at it again, three grown-ass men giggling about farts and diarrhea. And will we stop? Heck no. Will we fold under the pressure of all three of our haters on the internets? Heck no. We have three patrons. How do you like them apples? Checkmate. We out here. And next week, we'll be coming at you live from YouTube and Twitch. Check out our socials for more details. Haters and patrons, welcome. In the meantime, though, my name is Jake.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Matt.
This is Qualified Nonsense.
What's up? We're doing a live show?
Yep, turning up the pressure. We talked about it. And we think that it would be kind of fun to get our faces back out there since it's been a year and some since we've done our last live show. So I think, you know, I think that'd be fun. And what a way to turn up the heat than by announcing it in the intro so that we would have to be doing it, you know, at the end of whatever it is, July.
And also there'll be full frontal nudity. So tune in.
It's Qualified Nonsense Live. Musical guest.
I like the sleeveless too. It's like your
have you seen that account online that they just show clips of the hosts of SNL introducing the musical guests?
No. It's a whole profile just dedicated to that?
Yeah.
God,
that's awesome. There's one of Patrick Stewart hosting, and he's like, ladies and gentlemen, salt and pepper.
Nice.
It's just the way he says it. It's like, pepper.
So what's been going on with you guys since we've talked last?
It's been a while. Nothing.
Questions. We could just slide in. Oh, I want to take a special thanks for a special thanks that we got on our subreddit, Qualified Nonsense. If you haven't already checked it out, check it out. There's not a lot happening there, but there's some things here and there, and you can add to it, and we'll respond. That's the subreddit Qualified Nonsense. But a friend of ours, friend of the pod, Critical End 110. Reached out and said that he had his first kid, and he is has been listening to old podcasts of ours and has been having a good time with it. And yeah, so Critical End, congratulations on the kid. Thanks for listening, and we're glad that we were able to make some of those sleepless nights a little more interesting, a little more unqualified.
And if you subscribe to our Patreon, we can make it even more exciting for you. Those late night diaper changes.
Or we can make you feel even more sleepy.
Yeah. Yeah. Our last episode, some of the pauses, they would easily nod off to.
Just leave it playing. We need the full listen.
Yeah,
for the
that helps.
Analytics.
Well, congrats on the newborn. Thank you for listening.
Oh, you actually, Brandon, you actually get a special call out in some early episode. You say something about being low-key savage, and he says, P.S. Brandon, I think the kids would say you're low-key savage.
Not ooh, sure references. I get it. Low-key is bad. Low-key means that you're lame.
Oh, does it?
It's kind of like calling somebody mid.
Yo. Why you got to be tossing? No, that's not a phrase.
You're going to be tossing salad over here. Oh, wait, it's throwing shade. No, I mean, this will have already happened by the time this comes out, but in, you know, several weeks ago. But Matt's planning a visit to come see me at the end of this week.
I'm heading out in a couple of days to go hang out in Eugene with Brandon for a few days and get into some shenanigans.
Oh, man. You guys will have to take some pictures.
We're going to be homeless for
the weekend. So you can confirm that Eugene is in fact the highest per capita homeless population.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Yeah. Just double check that.
We'll see how many soup kitchen meals I get. I'll be the judge of that.
Nice. Do you guys have specific spots you're going to hit? Do you have like a particular watering hole
or itinerary?
Just dive bars, really.
Yeah.
We're just going to be eating and drinking the whole time. We might go to a Led Zeppelin cover band on Friday, maybe.
Ooh, that's fun.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see if we make it there.
I've been getting back into Led Zeppelin, having taken a very long hiatus. And music aside, well, no, actually, I only want to talk about the music. Really enjoyed, like playing albums that I haven't heard in a long time. Yep, that's it. That's it for me. Led Zeppelin. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Led Zeppelin was a good band.
You guys heard about these the Beatles?
They're decent. They're pretty decent.
Decent, yeah.
No, I used to listen to like only classic rock, and then I kind of faded away with it. But then lately, I've been listening to more and more. Like, I don't know. There's something about like, you know, with the headphones and like cranked all the way up, like listening to AC/DC.
That's heck yeah,
kind of fun. Maybe it's just like reaching a certain age, and it's like I'm like this dad now or whatever who's listening to this kind of old music really loud.
So that's really interesting because I always associate your music taste with classic rock. But when did it change, and what have you been listening to since like? Like post UPS.
I mean, it's not that I really stopped listening to it. I just started listening to other things as well. And
oh, I see.
Like newer music and by newer I mean like more like 80s and 90s music.
Oh, that new.
He finally got into the Bonnie Raitt era.
Like I like listening a lot to like 60s and 70s country music. And also lately, like this is like very like somewhat recently, like the last year, I've been listening to a lot of jazz stuff. just as I'm like working at the computer or whatever, like just doing something like I kind of like just having like old like 50s and 60s kind of jazz on.
Do you listen to like albums or playlists on Spotify or do you
just usually just playlists. Like I haven't like gone in deep. Like I'm not like, oh, you should really listen to this era of whatever, you know, like
hosting dinner parties and mandate that nobody talks so you can listen to the vinyl.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But if you really just, if everybody was just listen, there's this transition right here is what changed the.
Yeah.
And this totally changed the landscape of.
I've just recently while working gotten into. There's some, I'll send them to you, but there's some, like DJ channels that play like a DJ set of like 60s and 70s. I guess like jazz, but Japanese jazz specifically, which doesn't have like a ton of lyrics in them, but I guess they're Japanese DJs and they borrow some from Japanese like jazz as well as the US jazz. Anyway, it's really enjoyable and they do like hour long sets ish, so it's sort of like a nice, like you just press play and you let it cruise. It's pretty fun. But yeah, I've been digging that sort of music lately.
Yeah, I kind of like the hipper stuff, not like the like smooth jazz like Kenny G.
No, yeah.
Like stuff.
Just listen to Christmas music on repeat.
I also like lo-fi. I like working to lo-fi. And I try to avoid the AI generated lo-fi
music. What does that mean?
Lo-fi is what just sort is. Of like it's like it's like coffee house sort of slow beats with jazzy sort of electric guitar, not like distortion electric, just sort of chord picking with a beat behind it. It's like,
what he's trying to say is you wouldn't like it.
Okay. Yeah. You know, there's a thing called a synthesizer, and no, it's nice. It's just relaxing, but it's pretty simple. It's just like I'll send you a
we'll put some lo-fi in our reels on this one.
Yeah.
I've gotten into two very weird genres. Like, as I've gotten more consistent with the gym, I'll look up like hype playlists and kind of narrow them down, because a lot of them are just like gangster rap and stuff that I wouldn't normally do. But the beautiful thing about Spotify is it can cater your taste. So I sent Brandon, you one of them, but there's this guy who does exclusive like mashups for classic rock stuff. And it's really, really great to work out to. Because it has like that bass drop, but it's also like, set out down to Memphis, working for the FBI. It's like, but then, like, to wind down my evenings, I found the 528 hertz playlists, which are all just a very specific frequency, and they're kind of like ambient sounds. Like, they just help me drift off to a nice sleep.
That's right, because you fall asleep with headphones on.
Yeah, I have a headband that I wear that has like thin, really shitty speakers in it, because you can't, I mean, there's no good way to do that.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just enough for that. If you add any bass to it, they'll go in your ear. Like, that's not relaxing. No. I'm scared.
Okay, I looked up lo-fi. Lo-fi is short for low fidelity, is a music production aesthetic that embraces imperfections and a relaxed, mellow vibe. Thanks, Gemini. Large language model, cut down a handful of trees to get that response.
Is it AI generated?
No. Well, so
I'm so confused. Does a computer do it or not?
No, because I mentioned
it's all computer.
There is a lot of AI because it's very simple. AI has been able to recreate it very easily. So there's a lot of AI artists and AI like music out there that does decent lo-fi.
My grandson told me about that.
But I was specifically seeking out people who make it and don't use AI or computer generated versions of it. So I'll send you some. And listeners, like, pipe in here if you like lo-fi and can explain it better than I did. Which I can't imagine, because I explained it really, really well.
For my workouts in the morning, I've been listening a lot lately to like 90s rock, like, you know, like Pearl Jam and Alice in Chains and Weezer and stuff like that. Which is not music that I like. I probably should have listened to it when it came out, but I just never did.
Yeah, Brandon like singing to the rooster in there. Yeah, I got the rooster. No, you. Oh, sorry, Brandon. You got something to contribute to the meeting?
Yeah. We were introducing sort of 90s rock and roll to, well, and alternative, I guess, to the kids the last couple of weeks. And Teenage Dirtbag has been playing in our house pretty much nonstop, and everyone's been singing it, like humming it. It's stuck in everyone's head, but it's pretty fun.
It's kind of interesting with the kids. We introduced Guardians of the Galaxy to them, and that's all a very fine. If you listen to like volumes 1, 2, and 3, it's a great classic rock selection. So our girls have kind of ventured that way, and then we just showed them The Labyrinth. So now they're all about David Bowie.
Sure.
And then they found out that David Bowie and Queen sang Under Pressure together. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. like our oldest will get together with her friends and they're like, put on that Olivia Rodrigo song. And my oldest is like, do you have Under Pressure by David Bowie?
Oh, so she's the coolest kid in the room.
She is with the parents because they, I forget where they were. They were over at somebody's house and they were just like, play this song. And Margot asked if they could play Dance Magic Dance by David Bowie. And the dad was like, who requested this? She's like, oh, I didn't. He's like, yes. You know, yeah.
Nice. You are allowed back at this house.
We, last weekend before last, we went to the beach with, Chris has friends who live in Iowa and they were, in Oregon. And we went to the beach with them and, they have,
was that their first daughters. Time to the beach?
No, no. Okay. They've been before, but their daughters are, I think 12 and 14. Something, but anyway, the younger one, she's really into Queen and likes like Freddie Mercury and stuff. So I think it's, I don't know, there's like a generational thing.
Yeah, I mean, so our kids really like that music, but they also like current stuff. Or I guess current stuff, like they're going down the old Britney Spears route. And we were at my father-in-law's house, and there wasn't a he didn't have a speaker that you could just Bluetooth in. And they were just listening to it on the phone. I was like, well, I'll just look up Hit Me Baby One More Time on YouTube. And it was the music video. And you could see how uncomfortable my kids were. Because they're like, can we put on a different music video? Like, kind of like a risque kind of thing.
Yeah.
Can we just listen to David Bowie? And like, we looked up his music videos. It's like, you don't think that this is risque? It's just kind of weird.
Well, you want to take a break and come back with questions?
Yeah. Probably good idea.
Be right back.
Have you ever looked up into the sky and thought, huh, what is that? Well, that's the
universe.
And today, the universe is saying, have a good day.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. Feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or connect with us on our socials. Now's the time on the show where we take on Reddit's most pressing questions by finding the top trending questions and answering them here. The first one comes from Ask Reddit, username Purple Bashir. They ask, what is the first major news story you remember as a kid? What is the first major news story you remember as a kid?
For me, it was like the local flooding in Portland in 96.
Yeah, 96. Yeah.
96.
Nope, yeah, 96. Yeah.
It seems kind of late to have memories of that stuff, but I just remember everybody being pretty nervous about it.
Yeah. I think mine was probably the 2004 election results, Bush winning a second term, because I'm pretty young. I'm just kidding.
Crickets.
You guys are too tired to do the math. Yeah, probably like Desert Storm stuff.
I remember that coverage, but I don't ever remember like the significance of it. Like I just remember seeing
certainly not the significance. I remember I only remember it sort of honestly, like I don't even know if I remember that. Like I don't know if that's like a projected memory because I think you're probably right, Matt. The 96 floods is something that I remember, but aside from that, I don't know. I don't think I have, which yeah, I was like 11. Wait, what year? 96?
96.
Yeah, 11. That's pretty late for not remembering new stuff. I know my kids are going to remember the elections that happened in their lives.
They're just a bit more connected.
True.
I think TV was, even if you had it in your home and you had cable or satellite or whatever, it was still kind of a rarity. But
yeah,
maybe I'm just being pessimistic on that side.
Yeah, I also I remember like the was it the 91 and 92 season of the Blazers where they're doing really well.
Where they had
you know, like Clyde Drexler and Jerome Kersey and Kevin Duckworth, like all those guys on the, the team.
And they got their Dairy Queen mugs.
Yeah, I remember like all of that kind of stuff going on.
That's a good point. Back when the when the Blazers, that was like their last wholesome, really good year. Because then they turned into the Jail Blazers after that. Hey, there it is.
Yeah, nice.
Which one is that? Is that Terry?
This is Terry Porter. Yeah.
Nice.
Cliff Robinson. No, I just have this one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because there was like, I think there was a Buck Williams one too.
That was from Dairy Queen, right?
Yeah.
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 You had to get the Mountain Meal or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. It, actually, it says 91, 92 on it. So
nice.
Boom.
Yeah. Huh. Anyway. Yeah, like I Clyde Drexler was on Wheaties box.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my parents having that, and they probably still do have it in their cupboard.
my dad has it in the garage. On this.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, earlier than that though, like anything from the 80s, I don't remember.
Mm-mm. I barely my memory is trash anyway, but I don't even have like non-news. I don't know what my earliest memories are.
Well, also you were fairly disconnected, Jake. Like you guys didn't really have TV or anything to.
No, we didn't. We got the newspaper, but I was more of a comics page than a news article reader. I do remember when I realized that I wasn't connected, because like I had the resources to do it, like to you know, read the newspaper, specifically the newspaper, I guess. And that realization of being like, oh, I probably should read the newspaper.
Well, by the time you hitch up your pony and come into town, you get your news like, oh, we landed on the moon. This is great.
Well, I'll be.
I do remember going to your house, Jake, and using the bathroom, and it'd be like that the comics would be in there. I was like, do people just sit here and read these comics while they do their business? I was like, I thought this was just in movies. Like, people do that.
And also at the Wilhelmie house.
I got to finish the jumble.
What are some of the responses?
Top one is Challenger Explosion.
Again, another thing like I remember happening, but
did that happen in our lifetimes? When was
Challenger? Or was that before?
86. So we wouldn't
It was.
Really partaken in it, but
we would have been infants.
Wee babes.
But were you guys talking about the conspiracy theory that the Challenger explosion was faked and that the people that like the teachers and stuff were a part of it are still alive? And
I've seen
we talked about that in an early episode when we were going down conspiracy theory road.
With most conspiracy theories, it just makes you like, to what end? Like, what would be the point of doing that?
to this day, so we still talk about it. Keep NASA relevant.
I do wonder. Yes, to what end? I am finding more and more now, like because of the amount of connection that we have in our daily lives with, you know, the internet and cell phones and all that shit, is that there's like a lot of pettiness out there, and there's a lot of ways to make money. And the idea of shorting a stock or shorting, like the, in essence, shorting like a product or a service or something like that, it's not, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but it's not out of the realm of possibility that there's like a short-term gain from something like that, that we might not be privy to and might not ever be privy to again. But like, there's some petty shit that happens that makes people a buttload of money very quickly that I think might warrant something like that. Now, the Challenger, probably not. But like, we've seen some weird shit occur.
I showed you the guy who has the conspiracy theory that Elvis is alive and he's a pastor at a really small church in like Tennessee or something like that. I've sent that to you, Brandon. But I mean, this guy goes to lengths to like dissect the face and the features and the way that he sounds and the voice inflections, because like people are now starting to go to this church and he's like, I'm not Elvis. You know, it's like, but it's like, he has to admit, and he's like, I guess maybe a little. And is it like, here, look at this shit that these people put together. Like, people put a lot of time and effort into these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't buy it, but yeah, there's definitely ways to manipulate the market and things that, maybe that's the point. OJ Simpson, I was 8 years old in 1984. I remember sitting in that circle on the floor we used to do in school and teacher talking about it.
Yeah, I remember OJ Simpson.
Was that really 94? Ever talk about it, yeah. But it was just on.
Yeah. Baby Jessica trapped in the well.
That's a nursery rhyme.
Oklahoma City bombing.
Yep, there you go. Yep. Mm-hmm. We're missing all the good ones. I guess like Columbine. Columbine, I definitely remember. And yeah, Springfield one. Kip Kinkle. Remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Yeah. Wait. Columbine happened in 99?
That was Colorado, yeah. But the Springfield one happened before that.
Oh.
Wasn't it? Didn't the Springfield one happen first?
I think that was like 97 maybe, or 98 maybe.
Do that on your Google search, Jake.
I was at Thurston High School in Springfield. I can take you there, Matt, if you want to do a sightseeing tour.
Go take some selfies.
Actually, we could go visit Kip, I think. He's in Salem.
Yeah, it could be a twofold. We could go on a ghost tour while we're there.
Ooh.
This person says the presidential race between Carter and Reagan.
Was that heated?
I don't know.
Shrugs shoulder. Mm.
9/11.
I was going to say that immediately, but I was like, God, no, we were in high school. Yeah. I surely remember something before then.
President Kennedy being shot. End of World War II. God damn, how old are some of these users?
Well, pretty soon we're going to be able to say the start of World War III. I remember our D-Day or whatever that was.
Yeah.
Well, this person would be the end of World War II. They say, I was 5 years and 1 month old, and we kids grabbed pots and spoons to march around the streets making noise. So that means this Reddit user would be 85 years old.
It's his grandson.
This person said, damn, I thought I was the oldest person on Reddit remembering Queen Elizabeth's coronation in 1952 when I was 5.
Imagine just being pissed off. Like, man, I thought I was the oldest Reddit user.
Well, I mean, it's, I guess, pretty, you know, it's just posting, you know, like a message board type thing. So it's not like you're having to like TikTok is probably a little bit harder to grasp than Reddit for older generation. Wow. Elvis dying. Allegedly.
Rumors.
Vietnam. Michael Jackson dying.
Prince dying.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
Are you researching something, Jake?
Yeah, I was just looking at...
School shootings.
Still.
School shootings. Yeah. It's pretty fun over here.
What's the best gun to you?
Maybe we should move on. Maybe we should do something different.
Let's bring this up.
All right. Let me do a more fun question. Okay. Well, yeah, I was going to do the next one might also be kind of less fun. So I'll do this one. This is from Ask Reddit, username CommunicationSum545. How common is it for people to sleep completely naked?
Ooh, feelings about this one.
Oh.
Never happen. Never going to happen.
Why?
It makes me feel like so exposed or vulnerable. I guess you are exposed. No, it just makes me feel really vulnerable for some reason. Like somebody breaks into your house and you're like, ah!
Even if you have the upper hand, certainly.
Yeah, but still, even if you just had boxers on, for me, that I think that would have more security. I don't know. It's just what do you guys
think? Or if your kids needed something, like help with something in the middle of the night. Okay, let me rest your side naked. And
yeah. Hold my daughter's hair while she's, you know, has a stomach bug and puking. And I'm just like,
weenie waving. So here's the thing. Most of the time I wear briefs now. So it's not all that dissimilar.
Briefs or boxer briefs?
Briefs.
Oh.
Oh.
You are old.
Allison, I got my shit all over the place down there. You got to keep it in tight. Tight like a tiger. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. What's preventing me from sleeping naked is probably the kids. I'd wear underwear probably just because I feel like that's a little bit more sanitary.
Before your children, did you sleep in the nude?
On occasion, but not regularly. I would just sleep in underwear. But how do you guys sleep?
Yeah, I do. So I do boxer briefs. I have these like, I finally found these jogger pants that I like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll wear my yoga pants to bed.
Good man. Yoga pants.
Full three-piece suit, wingtips.
Wingtip slippers. You know you probably could out there like find like a zoot suit pajama set. There's got to be one out there.
Yeah.
I wear the long nightgown, the nightcap.
The Uncle Joe cap.
I would love that so much.
Or Grandpa Joe cap.
If someone knocks on the door late at night, next you have to a my candlestick. Bed. Yeah.
So if I hear a noise, I can say, "Who goes there?"
So when the ghost of Christmas past comes to you,
that's what I was just thinking.
My wife, because she's in perimenopause, she keeps the room like an ice box, and I usually just sleep with a t-shirt and undies on.
The recent trip to North Carolina was challenging because my father-in-law keeps his house at 82 degrees. There was definitely not much clothing being worn at night.
Yeah. No, I get too warm. Even if it's hot, it doesn't take like once I'm settled in, I usually heat up like an oven. And Anna likes it because she generally runs cold, and so I just heat up the bed. But myself, like, I can't wear clothes. And actually, when I do, Anna's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm just feeling cold." And she's like, "You're sick." And then like moments later, I'll be sick.
There is a period of time where I thought I had leukemia because I would wake up in the middle of the night, but I'd be drenched in sweat, and like that's one of the symptoms. Because I was like, I wasn't sick, but I would wake up and like I had soaked through not just the sheets, but the comforter. And it's like one
Good
of those
Lord.
You have to towel yourself off. Like, wow. And that was happening quite a bit. And then it just kind of stopped. And I was like, what's going on? And then it kind of started again. And I was like, oh, it's just because I'm old and I have to have like my pillows in such a way, and I can only sleep with a comforter in such a way. I've just become a dainty little fellow. I can't be that 20-year-old that's like covered up all under covers with just my mouth showing, you know?
Oh, do you full cocoon?
I used to. I think Brandon remembers when I would sleep with the covers over my head because I was afraid of the dark as a kid.
Oh, and sure.
As it turns out, into my early adulthood.
Yeah.
But I just found that to be cozy and comforting, which perhaps is another reason why I don't think I can sleep naked, is because I don't have anything to keep me cozy and comfy.
Yeah.
I just don't like the idea of my bare ass rubbing up against my sheets.
Your white sheets? You don't want your bed to look like one big brief?
To look like a racetrack.
Well, but like, for like, how often are you, is your butthole scraping against the sheets? Like,
well, I don't know, you got some down or you back get there. Up or you, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So I can actually tell you a gross story.
Okay.
So when we were in Mexico last year, I got a tummy bug, and it was pretty violent, and I had to use the restroom, and I did, and I came back, and I got into bed, and I had to pass some gas, and I was like, oh no, what?
No,
and it was on the sheets, and my wife was so nice. Yeah, she was so nice. And she's like, well, we're going to go to the pool. You can stay here. And then sure enough, I thought I was going to be good enough to get out. Like, I even struck the bed because it's like this poor housekeeper. And I tried to like cover it all up in the cover sheets. And the she knocks on the door. I was like, well, it's got to be replaced. So I was like, yeah, come in. I was like, I'm going to go sit on the porch because I don't feel good. She's like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. And I was looking at her like silhouette through the to see if she was still there. And she was thinking,
she does the sign of the cross. She's like, Dios mío.
There was this pause in her movement, and it just goes and puts it into the bin. I was like, oh, she totally saw it, didn't she? Because I stuck everything off the bed because I was like, oh, please don't be on the mattress. Please don't be on the mattress. So it's not like it was very well hidden, but it's like, oh, God, she saw it. So don't sleep naked and never trust a fart.
And never trust a fart. I think that's a good mantra there, Matt.
Especially with this aging crowd.
I know. We've got these loose ends all over the place.
Literally. Well, we got time for one more question. Or was that two?
No, those two questions.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to go to bed. I don't know what you're talking about. Another question?
Well, I just thought we just did one.
Some of us can't be up all night answering questions, Matt. What do I look like? Magic 8-ball.
I do applaud you, Jake, because when we were over there, I was like, man, I could imagine recording right now.
Yeah.
As I'm sweating in this room with clothes on. Like,
well, really quickly, here's some answers that people give. They say, as a first responder, I can tell you it is extremely common for people to sleep naked.
Oh, no.
Somebody responded saying, as a first responder, there is an epidemic of old men not wearing pants throughout the day.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. How do we get to that age? How do we get to that like level of comfortability? Like, oh, damn.
This person says, I have silky sheets and I like being naked.
I mean, it is fun to slip and slide around. I will say, when you swim naked, you feel like with a Speedo, you feel like a dolphin because you feel like there's like no drag. And when you swim, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so fast.
I feel like the drag is definitely more noticeable though when you're naked. I also don't like swimming naked because it's moving your rudder around.
Right. And then you turn left,
it goes left.
Right. And that's essentially what fish are looking for, right? So,
yeah. Exactly. You get one of those bass, you swim in a pond full of bass, they're going to see your little worm out there. Strike while the iron's hot.
Once my cat decided to play ping pong with my balls, that was the moment I stopped sleeping naked.
what show is it where they were talking about that? And he's like, oh, I bet it just feels like somebody's throwing like little marshmallows at the back here. Yeah. Also having like sneaky animals or cheeky animals.
Yeah, no.
Also makes me feel like, I don't know, for whatever reason, if people would keep snakes or like lizards or anything that can roam, I guess, like especially cats. I wouldn't want a random, like, I'm going to paw into this tonight. Oh, ouch.
Nope. No, thank you.
Person says, I can't do it. I have to at least wear underwear.
Feel ya.
I sleep naked in case someone breaks in. Nobody wants to fight a naked man.
I mean, there is the benefit there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd also be like terrified, all right, if you believed in the supernatural, like a ghost's, you know, like paranormal activity just rips the covers off your bed and they're like, ah, it's like, this ghost is fucking with me naked.
So is that on the podcast, two non-nude sleepers and one nude sleeper?
Who's the nude sleeper? You, Brandon?
I mean, me, but I don't do it. No. I don't mind doing it. And sometimes it's really nice.
Yeah.
Go full spread eagle on it.
Or
maybe I'll hop
into a hammock and look like a ham.
This is like a hot dog.
All right, well,
let's call it.
Thank you all for listening. Please support the show over at Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense. Watch us over on YouTube at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. Also, feel free to send any questions or comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. After you've done all that, please rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. And we'll see you back here next week for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Sleep tight.